Our scriptures today, at first glance, seem rather dramatic and hopeless, talking about the end of the world. And yet, if we look at it another way, the prophets are asking us to let go the world that we have in terms of the oppression, the systems, the ways that certain folks in certain societies stay in power and on top. They seek a restoration of God's order, of equanimity, of one where the poor, the disinherited, the brokenhearted are treated equally and with respect and justice and mercy and kindness with all of us who currently enjoy a life of privilege. And so I'd ask you to hear today's scripture and sermon with those things in light. Let's start with Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 14 through 16. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the gracious promise I made to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called: the Lord our righteousness. Our second scripture is from Luke chapter 21, verses 25 through 36. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and in perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on in the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And he told them this parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that the summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.